So do you guys have an Xbox? I know I do, and sadly it's not a gaming system. Mine consists of old photos, maybe an old ring, and an old Dr. Pepper bottle from our first date. We're talking the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show here on AfterBuzz TV, titled The X-Files. We are talking Season 13, Episode 7. We have a lot to talk about, as usual, but first, where can everyone find you on social media?
Hey guys, my name is TK Trinidad, and you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
And I'm Justine, and you can find me everywhere at Let's Face It with Justine, but on Twitter, Let's Face It 30.
All right, and you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And you can follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms at AfterBuzz TV. All right, you guys. So overall thoughts of this episode?
Honestly, it was kind of a snooze fest.
Really?
Yeah, I was just like...
What was snooze festy about it?
It's kind of funny because it's obviously... It's a reality show, obviously, and we were talking, and we were just kind of saying, like, it's pretty much they're following everybody's live and they're kind of packaging it together.
Yeah.
As I was thinking about my life today, like, the only exciting thing that happened was this morning. The rest of it was just blah. And I feel like that was, like, blah. There's some key points that happened, but it's just, like, it's no different from any other family. It's just that their scenario is different. They live in front of the camera and they have a little bit more money, but there's other families that have money that might be going through the same type of situation. So it's just kind of like...
Well, I think that the thing that really kind of, I was just like, really, when they were talking about Kylie and like this tiny little thing that she's like, you have psoriasis. And I'm just like, come on.
I don't, I kind of like that they threw that in there. I thought that was one of the interesting parts, even though it was like a small part of the episode.
See, my dad had it really bad, like really, really horrible. So like seeing that little thing, I'm like, I'm not saying it's not bad, but like there's a lot of other things in the world.
I mean, maybe it's just a start though, because Kim started very little like on her foot or something, and then it just spread. So I could see why they would be like, oh my gosh, like you, because everyone talks about how Kylie is the exact carbon copy of Kim.
Yeah, she's coming after Kim's throne.
And so, oh, now that was talked about too. Yes. So I was like, I thought that was interesting. I thought it was cool that they threw that in there because I was like, oh my gosh, like Kylie is a real person too. She has problems, you know, like she might have psoriasis. Like she's immune to all the other things.
She poops just like the rest of us.
Exactly. And I just figured that out yesterday. Like I just found out.
You just figured out that she poops?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can't believe she does that.
Okay,
it's crazy.
So like, what? How do you, what?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
Okay.
I feel like, no, but knowing Dakota, he would actually like tell himself that they don't. Like they have superpowers. Right. The Kardashians do not do anything. Of that nature.
I know, pretty much. Okay, but first let's talk about this whole Xbox thing, because a lot of people think it's crazy. I mean, technically, I don't have an Xbox. It's more like a corner of my room where I have, like, a little basket, and I just throw in, like, old photos and stuff like that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have, it's not, like, enclosed into a box or anything, and I will be honest with you guys, that little Dr. Pepper bottle that I mentioned, it was because she was, like, a server kind of at this little cafe thing we were at, and I asked her for a Dr. Pepper bottle, and I said, oh my gosh, like our hands kind of touched. I'm like, I think we're going to be together. And we ended up being together. So it was a really cute thing.
You're a stalker.
No, it was a cute thing. But then at the end, like a while back, I was like, I still have this. She's moved on. I've moved on. And I did throw it away and I was proud of myself. So I'm not as crazy as like holding onto a chicken nugget box from
Kim. Kim was like, yeah. But that was her. I was like, what?
That was actually her first love. So TJ happens to be in the Michael Jackson family. And I just found an article where it says that she lost her virginity to him at 14.
No way.
That's who did?
Kim. That was her very first boyfriend.
TJ
Jackson.
No way.
14?
Yeah, because remember when she was saying TJ all the time? I'm like, who is this?
I was like,
TJ.
Wait.
TJ.
Yeah.
And then I was like, is that code for Ray J? So then I looked it up. And TJ, she did. There's pictures of them together.
No way.
So she did. That was apparently her very, very first boyfriend.
How much older was he?
I don't think he's that much. I think they're around the same age.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. Then obviously he can't be 18. Else that would have been, you never know.
It's so funny. I've moved so much that I don't have an Xbox, and I don't really ever date anyone, so I can't really add to that. So I really don't. So, and I choose to stay that way. But LA's difficult, guys. Okay.
It is.
Oh my God.
It's not a dating place. But besides that, I remember back, like when I lived at my mom's back home. I used to have. I wouldn't say it was like a box, but it was like what. Oh God, it's so embarrassing what I used to do.
Now you have to say.
I mean, I guess it's not that. Oh my God, what is kind of embarrassing.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So I think the thing that I used to hold on to is like, oh my God, this is kind of bad.
No, I want
to
know.
I used to like, do you remember when AOL AIM was on and then you used to have conversations and with the person? So I remember going online and I'd like sit there and I'd wait for the guy that I liked or like whatever that I was talking to come online. And we would just like message for hours. And I'm like, oh my God, I remember printing out conversations. I printed out conversations and I would like fold them and I would literally put them in like a thing in my room. And I would just like read if I ever like wanted to just like make myself feel better. Or I was like, whatever, I would just reread them.
Oh my God.
I didn't realize how bad that sounded until right now.
That like, is so cute.
It might be no different than text messaging.
Yeah.
So like some people like.
But I went through the path of like printing it out, well, I mean, I getting it, stapling it, like putting it in. Oh my
I'm
God!
Trying to make it feel better, but it is really kind of weird.
I know I didn't, but I didn't think that it was until I said it out loud.
I think I now like, oh since everything is like digitized, I've been like instead of having an Xbox, I have like an X file, the name of the episode,
wow.
Where I keep like all of the photos.
Why?
You know, like if okay, you know how like
you don't crop you don't crop them out of it.
What?
You don't crop them out of it?
No. Like, I don't know. I feel awkward because, like, I've only had, like, two serious relationships and one that I thought was kind of serious.
Right.
You're like
and
me.
So I was like, okay, like, we have so many photos together of, like, us holding pumpkins during Halloween and us, like, at Christmas time and us during my birthday on the beach. And, like, I don't know. I just feel awkward deleting hundreds of photos.
See, all mine's on Facebook.
Hundreds of photos?
Yeah, like, we would, you
but
know.
But, like, what about Facebook? So, that's, like, all of my pictures are there. So I never have to print or save anything. They're all on Facebook.
Yeah, but you can't. That's, like, relationship 101. Like, you can't be putting your relationships on Facebook unless you're, like, it's going to, like, it's leading to marriage. That's my personal
opinion. Oh, whoa, yeah, no, I have, like, everything.
Yeah, because then it's so weird when people do that and they you see it all hash out on Facebook or social media and they're in a relationship and they're doing the whole lovey-dovey thing, which is
never
great.
Do that.
And then, you know, then you see their whole relationship flex in all the photos. Like, they were all together and now all of a sudden she's posting some picture on, like, how she hates men or men are
right.
Some random
okay,
thing.
That's a little different.
Oh,
I just
my gosh.
Never. This yeah. was, like, years ago, like, not, like, lovey-dovey ones, just, like, a picture of us, like, hanging. I mean,
yeah,
I've like, kind of been like you, but that's it. Like,
yeah, like
I don't
one
know.
Is okay, but
not
it's just,
like multiple.
Like, there's multiples, or this is what I dislike is when people post pictures of that person, but they don't say who that person is. But it's obvious that they're either dating or doing that person. It's just like you put it there for a reason.
Yeah, like you just want everyone to be like, who is that?
Exactly.
I know.
It's so
and
annoying.
The one thing I hate is like, okay, people put their stuff on Facebook. Oh, they broke up. Now there's someone new, and they don't delete the photos, so you can just like an archive of their relationship.
Yeah.
Like the worst thing that I've seen is I click on someone's profile picture of them and their new boyfriend or girlfriend, and then I swipe once to the right, and it's the old one. And then the old one, another old one.
Terrible.
And I'm like, what are you doing with your life? But what I really loved was this letter that was in
Oh, and then also, sorry, by the way, TJ Jackson's 38. So how old is Kim?
Kim
like 36 or so?
So they're
so, yeah, they're
the same
relative.
Age.
Yeah.
She's 30. How old's Courtney now? Oh, my
Courtney's
God.
Courtney's like 37.
That's like, I don't know. That's crazy to me. Like, I just forget, you know? It's been 10 years they've been on, so it's like, yeah, that's really crazy to me.
What did you think of the letter, though, that Chloe read out loud of Courtney's from her past lover, who seemed very unstable?
I was literally, this is why I was laughing out loud, because this was Courtney. As you're saying something serious, she was like this. Not even looking up.
She was not even caring.
She didn't even look up, and she just like, you know, and she just goes, yeah.
I know.
That's literally all she did.
It was great. And something else I wanted to touch on, which was a main focus of this episode, and honestly, I didn't feel like I was watching an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I thought I was watching an episode of Robin China. And it was very apparent that, like, okay, they're trying to set this up for the second season coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But Kylie let Rob and China move into her old house, and China's crazy. She throws things and, like, damaged Kylie's old TV, mm-hmm. which, you know, I could see how that's annoying. Like, you're renting out your house to try to, you know, better someone's relationship, you know, like, Rob's done some crazy things to Kylie, like, put her number out online, And, you know, she had to get a new number because everyone started calling her. Like, Rob's done some things that are kind of screwed up to Kylie. And mm-hmm. the fact that Kylie's the adult in the situation and gave them their old house, like, it's, yeah, respect their
she
house.
She didn't give it. She rented it out to
but
them.
But still.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't just, like, throw something at the no. TV. Like, well, that's messed up. I think she can't control her temper, to
it's
be
almost like a Jersey Shore type situation.
Yeah. Well, one, the fact that Rob is older than her, he should already have his own house. That was the whole other thing for me. It's like, you're the oldest one. You were living in Chloe's house, so I'm sure you weren't paying rent at one point. So where's that money? Like, and obviously he's not doing all the projects that his sister's doing, but you think at least just by osmosis, him being a Kardashian, some type of money's coming in.
Right.
I thought Chris was the one that basically, like, got him the house.
Chris set him up last time with the house for sure.
Right. So where's that house?
Because think about
why doesn't he have his own house?
But think about it too. Like, if he doesn't really do much, I mean, he says he does this here and there. Like, if he wasn't a part of the Kardashian clan or that wasn't his mom, he would not be living the way that he does.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, by osmosis because he's a Kardashian, by default, he's making a little bit of money, which is still probably more than, I'm going to just put myself. I don't know about y'all.
No, it's going to be more
than
me.
Than all of us are making at the moment. So it's just kind of like, the fact that they had to go to Kylie's house, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
because
it's weird.
At one point, there was a story prior to that they were living in separate houses, and it's just kind of like,
where are these houses going? Yeah. Like, they're just...
I know.
Because then in the show, didn't it say Rob's house?
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't get it. So what house are they living in?
You know what? I think I figured this out. Okay, so Rob had this house, right, that Chris was so happy to buy him.
Mm-hmm.
Then Rob and China decided to be together,
mm-hmm.
and he decided to move out of his house that Chris had bought him to move in with China. So then
into Kylie's house?
No, because China and Rob, China had her own house that her friend was living in with her and everything.
Right.
So Rob decided, okay, I don't need that house you gave me anymore, Mom. I'm going to just throw it all on the line and move in with China. And then they decided to sell that house, so then now they're with Kylie's house. So I understand the Rob house is gone.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because Rob gave up his house to move in with China.
Right.
And then
I get that, but what he should have done, the smart move, which I don't understand why his parents, like, just rent out the house. So you always have a house.
That's true. I don't know what the heck's going
on.
It's very confusing. It's always back and forth. It's like a light switch. And he always expects everyone to just be on board with everything.
Right.
So, like, one day he hates everyone, he blocks everyone, and he doesn't want to have anything to do with China. And the next day they're all cool and everything. And mm-hmm. then he expects everyone to just go on this emotional roller coaster with him. And, like, so China takes the baby, takes all the stuff out of the baby room, leaves. Rob freaks out. It was, like, a big deal on social media.
Uh-huh.
Kim talks to him like, yo, this is not cool. The police show up. It's like this whole ordeal.
The fridge, though, that was the best part. He showed the empty fridge.
That was pretty petty.
Did you just take all the food?
That was pretty petty.
There was food there. They bought food for the whole family, him, the dream, and all this stuff. And she took the food, too.
It's like, geez.
Yeah.
Whoa, I know.
Going out with bags or something.
I'm telling you.
I don't understand. And then the next day, he's like, well, you don't understand the conversations we've had. We're totally fine.
Well, then they were seen at a club together.
I know, and whenever that happened, I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, you're having, relationship problems, and, like, you're going to fix it by, like, having an appearance at a club. I don't get it, but you know what? Whatever.
I think the main part of the show that I think was the most important was when they all sat down to talk about if he was doing it for the right reasons during the second season.
Yeah, and I think that, like they said, he might only be doing it just to hold on to her and, like, not want to let go and still want to be a part of her, and then that feels like that's the only way that can happen, and they're forced to be together.
Right. Well, here's the question, though. Like, if you see all his sisters, they're very ambitious in, you know, different ways. What is it, the fact that his father passed away, or what is causing him, because we're all sums of our experiences, right? So what is causing him to feel like, you know, he needs to hold on to China? Like, what is that? Like, there's something that happened in the past that, you know, that he's acting this way. It doesn't make any sense that all his sisters are very ambitious women, and he's just, you know, he's gained weight. He was working out. Like, all these things, he's obviously deals with depression.
He's not as motivated as they are.
All these things. So, like, what's the reasoning behind it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't make any type of sense why that's happening. Because even Kylie and Kendall, they're from, like, they have different fathers, and they're still ambitious, too.
Well, think about it, too, like, and especially, like, depression is a mental illness, and usually mental illness runs in the family, so I'm not saying that nobody, if one person has it, not saying everyone else should, but out of all of those kids, and he's the only one that has all these issues, it's strange.
Right. And if that's the case, then they should be dealing with it, and it just feels like this is, should have been something dealt with before. Because I think back a couple of couple seasons ago, he was in Chloe's house and she was talking about it. So
it's been repetitive.
It's like a repetitive, like, broken record. Same thing with Scott always getting better. And, like, you know, and that was actually pretty good for a while now. And then it seems like the next episode he relapses, which is going to be, we'll talk about the next week. But I love how Kendall, like, went off.
Well, that's literally what I was going to say. I agreed with Kendall 100%. Like, when she was saying all of that, and then the other girls were like, for the show, like, basically kind of not agreeing with her at first. She was like, no, you guys got all of your priorities straight. Like, I get it, they're all business women, but they're two, like, Chris's, like, dollar signs in her eyes when she sees drama, her son, like, she sees dollar signs. They're all like, but a show is money, it's a job. But I'm like, you can make money in other ways. Like, you're a Kardashian, you can work on your sock line more. Well, like, I mean, do something.
He talks about how he's got this thing with the diamond company and he has, like, a clothing line. I'm like, well, where is this at? We've heard about this for a long time now, you know?
So you can be an entrepreneur like your sisters. Right. You can really work.
Or he doesn't even need to do that. He can just slap his name on something.
Literally. So I think the show is just, it confuses me that he's like, oh, it's making me feel better when it's drama and then people just talk crap to them. And I think Kim said it best, though, because they all seemed to kind of go around and kind of agree with Kendall toward the end. But she was like, I feel like China wouldn't be around if it wasn't for the show. That's that's what Kim said, and I agree, because that's the way it seems.
I feel like that, too. If that ends, you know.
If there was 2016 Okie Doke Award, it would go to China.
What is that?
The Okie Doke Award, like, you think you're getting one thing, but it's switched for something else. So Blac Chyna, she saw an opportunity, right? So Rob's sitting in the house all alone, chunky, all this other stuff. She was nice to him for a quick moment. And you know how you see a puppy dog? And the puppy dog says, oh my gosh, somebody's nice to me. I want to follow this person home. That's exactly what happened. Rob still has no idea what has happened. He's now with a baby. And there was one time prior to that, he drove all the way to Dallas to get her out of jail. Yeah. Like, all this stuff that was happening, it's all like almost like an adult version of puppy love. And she's controlling everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, and now she is now attached to the Kardashians forever because now they have a kid.
That's like,
that was intentional.
Like, that was her plan. Because think about it. Everything.
There's stuff called birth control.
Yeah.
And think about it. There is just everything. It just doesn't make sense. The way Kim. And they know them the best. They know their brother the best. And they've noticed a pattern that it's like, oh, the show, you know, she talks and then she'll leave.
Right.
And then when they're not filming. But I don't know.
Yeah, when they're not filming, she's gone.
Right.
But when they're filming, boom, there she is. Ready, on her mark.
Right.
Makeup ready.
She is excited about that show. Yeah. Like, she.
That was intentional. Like, you don't. I mean, yeah, you can have mistakes, but that was definitely either subconscious or unconsciously. That was definitely done for
seems
a reason.
Like that kind of person. Yeah. And then Kim's friends with her and stuff. So, well, they were. Nice, and I think they all kind of know the person she is without, like, blatantly saying it.
Right.
So.
I definitely agree, and I just think that finally everyone's like, fine, if this is making you better as a person, you can do the show, but they kind of say, as a family, we don't want to be involved with that anymore.
Right.
But I doubt that's going to happen. Yeah. They're going to be right there in the middle of it again, but I don't like the broken record thing, and he's like, oh, we're fine, oh, we're not, no, oh, you know, and it's just like...
It's like Courtney and Scott. That's how it feels.
And I just like, come on, Rob, like, you got this, like, just get out of this situation. Yes, you kind of already entangled with her for life because you have a kid, but just like... Be separate for a while, co-parent, like Scott and Courtney have to do it. It's very toxic and it's very just...
I think that she accepted him when he didn't accept himself, when he was feeling low, and he doesn't want to give that up because he probably doesn't think... He's like, who else is going to accept
puppy.
Me? Like, that's the way I think, and it's sad because I think he's a really good person. I just think he's not all there right now. Like,
he needs some medication or something.
But he's been like that for a while, and I don't know. I don't think that they know as much about, that family doesn't know as much about mental illness. Like, I've talked about it before. Like, I'm very familiar with all that. So, I don't know. I think, I could be wrong. They seem like the family that's like, no, we just got to get you working. Let's get you working out and that kind of thing. But I think he needs help besides that.
Right.
And they even talked about that a little bit, like, maybe we'll let him have the show, but he has to go to therapy once a week. Otherwise, if not, we're cutting it. And I'm like, that's a great idea.
He should be going to therapy, like, regardless. That's why Courtney's the only one. She's like, I love therapy. Like, she's about it.
She's about it now. But she used to not, like, want to, like, display her feelings. But she's come around to it now. She's like, all right, I get it. But yeah, that whole thing, it's basically a big setup for season two of Robin China, which is going to happen. I'm not sure when they're going to premiere. I do watch it because it is interesting to watch. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right, because I think they always go right as the episode ends and they go into it.
Like, the Kardashians never go away. Mm-hmm. They have Kylie's show coming up. I mean, it's like back to back to back. Once that's over, back to the Kardashians. Yeah. Like, it's like they never go away.
Which I'm cool with it because I get to constantly be involved with them and watch. Because otherwise, if there's like a big break, I'm like, wait a minute, like, where's my fix? Like,
see, but that's the thing, though. I find like a lot of this stuff that happened on this episode, and maybe that's why I found it kind of like boring, is because this all played out in the news. Like, mm-hmm. we know what Blac Chyna and Rob, the whole fight that happened with that, the whole thing with, like, you know, we just know all this stuff. So it just felt like, okay, I'm like rehashing it. And maybe,
we already did this.
Maybe because it's more, I had to do it more in depth for TMZ. So I had to cover it more, but it's just like, okay.
And then they really repeat the whole Caitlyn thing. We didn't even get into the whole Caitlyn and Chris thing.
Which
but
we will in a second.
You see so many different like promotions or whatever all over the internet about that. So it's like you kind of know already.
Right. And if it weren't for Snapchat and like Instagram and all that kind of stuff, tonight's episode where she takes everything with the baby and the food and like the crib and everything, we'd all be like, oh my gosh. But because of Snapchat and it all played out so publicly and like you covered it for so long, it's over with. And we're like, whoa, let's move on to some new material.
It sucks. They need to try to keep stuff, I don't know if they'll be able to do it, but more private for that reason. Like, I don't know. It's
which
like
I feel
they're
like,
ruining it with social media.
I know. And I feel like, you know, they're obviously making good money off of social media, too. Because it's bringing traffic to those sites. And they know what they're doing. But at the same time, I want some stuff to be held back, like you said. Yeah. So whenever we do see this, we're like, oh, my gosh. But I feel like you're right. We do know a lot of stuff that's happened.
Because I knew everything that was going to happen, pretty much.
Yeah. Right.
The whole Caitlyn, Chris, the China Rob, like... Yeah. I just wanted to watch it to see it play out, but I knew what was going to happen. None of it's like a surprise, like, oh my God, anymore. Even when it came to the episode of Kim and the whole Paris, we knew exactly kind of what happened. Right. We just wanted to hear it from the show's point of view.
Right, exactly. So. Definitely. A topic I want to touch on now is the whole Caitlyn thing.
Oh, God.
Caitlyn wants to basically do this weird gold mask facial thing.
That's actually really, really good.
Really?
Yes.
What is it really?
It's like apparently the minerals and the gold is supposed to pull out. Like, you know, you've got like those facials before. The facials are great. But the minerals and the gold is supposed to pull out all the like toxins in your skin and then repellent shit. And you're supposed to have like this bronzy type look. It's supposed to be, people swear by it.
Wow.
Can't afford it just yet.
I wonder how much it is.
That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised. Like, just like a thing that you lie on, or the thing that lies on your face, it's like you pull it off and it does all this. It's it's weird.
Facials are amazing.
I know. I've never had one before, but
you know what? I try to get them regularly because they really
do. Especially with the makeup every day.
I take that back. One time, I laid on this bed and there was fog or like smoke or whatever.
Yeah, steam.
And then they were like, Michael Dermabrasion, they were like trying to get the black.
Oh my God, that's the best.
It was pretty good. Ugh. It was.
I used to be crazy and go like every month, but I'm pretty good with like my skincare routine.
Yeah.
That I'm like, they're like, you don't have to come every month now. Cause I'm like, my routine, if you see it at home, it's like 10 things.
Mine used to be
I'm like
that.
Crazy. So, yeah. But they're good.
So you have good skin. So there you go.
Thank you. I really try. Especially cause I do makeup. So when you're doing makeup all the time, you want to make sure that your skin looks good.
Right. So. And before the whole thing happened where, you know, Kate and Chris were mad at each other again, there was a cute little moment where they talked about Kate letting the kids take the blame for the makeup stealing and everything. I thought that was funny. And I think it is funny whenever we see little tidbits on I Am Kate and stuff where she's like, oh, that's actually, you know, Chris's old dress I used to steal. Or in this episode, those are Chris's old sunglasses. I'm like, poor Chris doesn't even know. Like,
and then Caitlin's like, what did she – God, what did Caitlin say when she was like, God, it's – hard being a woman.
Oh, yeah, it's like, hard being a woman or, keeping upkeep.
Yeah, and we're just like, yeah, I thought so. But I honestly, I've said this, I think Chris is she's a money-hungry person. Right. I always say this, she's not, like, my favorite person.
I wouldn't say money-hungry.
I think
she's a businesswoman.
Businesswoman, but I definitely think the money, I mean, it's her drive. Like, to her kids and her money, I don't know. That's just the way I feel.
She's setting up a legacy. Like, I kind of see what you're saying. And
I'm not saying it's even negative. Yeah. That's just the way I view it as.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just, like, it's different than, like, you relate to yourself. I look at my mom, and it's, like, it's just different, you know?
Right.
So I just look at the situation differently. Nothing wrong with it, but I give her so much credit with this Caitlyn thing, because this is This has nothing to do with Caitlyn in a bad way, but right. I'm sorry. If I was married to someone and thought it was love for 23 years and found out that they were a woman the whole time, I would be very upset.
Right.
For myself.
It's a secret.
And for and it's just an upsetting thing. Like, you spend 20 years of your life, like, giving mm-hmm. your life to someone. So it's not like, I don't know.
And Chris really tries.
Give her so much.
Yeah.
She tries. She tries to be there. Let's do the facial, you know, like, the kids are like, come on, just, and like, oh, come over for wine. And it's like awkward. But Chris is trying to do that. I mean, like, she was hurt, you know?
I don't know if I could. She's
strong.
Yeah.
But Kate basically wants the gun back so she can register it in her name now. And what I thought was interesting whenever the Chris kind of brought up, and we saw this in I Am Kate as well, she kind of brings up the gender confirmation surgery, like the final surgery. And Caitlin's like, don't even go there. Like, Kate does not want to talk about it with her.
Yeah.
Which I know that she said, like...
But now she's gone through it, hasn't she?
She has gone through it, and which...
Oh, that's what they were talking about? I was confused when Kate said, don't even go there. I was confused of exactly what... Because it went from the gun to that. So I was like, I was a little confused on that, but...
Yeah. I mean, basically, she was just saying, and apparently, like, I did watch the 2020 thing, and we'll get to that.
I want to watch that.
But she did say that she has gone through the final confirmation or, like, gender reassignment surgery. Mm-hmm. Only, like, 11 or 12% of trans people are able to get it done or have done it. Mm-hmm. And so she's in that small majority. And she said, I wanted people to know, but now you can stop staring, and I will never talk about it again, is what she said.
It's probably, I mean, it's... really expensive. That's probably why, too. Really.
I had a roommate who went through it and was very, it was different. It was different because they just were not, I'm so glad that they left, but it was just, they left their doors open so you can kind of see the process and you didn't want to really, because that's your business. So it was, yeah.
Oh, this was a roommate.
This was a roommate. So it was hilarious because I was in a roommate, the landlord's like, oh, we have somebody coming in. No problem. Told me the person's name. So we thought it was a guy. Then she walks in with boobs and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, this is, you know, not, that wasn't an issue. It was just like, hey, let us know. And like, she was trying to figure out how to be a woman. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole process. Like, you being a woman is not easy. Just like, you know, there's just certain things that you're just used to. This is how you grew up. It's all this other stuff. And then she went through the final process and it was just like, okay.
And it's not like, and this is the thing, it's not like you're not judging. We don't have a problem with it. It's just, it's different for someone that doesn't understand it. Like, we're never going to know what that feels like. So it's hard to understand, but we try to, you know, but it's people can't get mad for someone that doesn't understand.
Yeah. So are you saying that, like, they were very, like, open and, like, maybe, like, were very...
I don't want to get too graphic, but it was just kind of like, in when you get that reassignment, you have to... the female part needs to adjust.
Yeah.
And she would leave her door open and you're seeing this stuff that she's adjusting with. And I'm just like, I don't want to see this.
Why? Why would she leave the door open?
Exactly. That was the biggest part. That's, I was weird. Like, I don't want to see that.
You would think that going through that, you would be very private about it.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was almost
like it made you uncomfortable because she was so, like, in your face about it, like, showing me these things.
It's not even that. It's just, like, say, like, we were roommates and you decide to use something because you don't have a boyfriend. That's fine. But if you leave it on your desk and then you leave your door open, it's like, I don't want to know that.
Yeah.
It's not a gender thing. It's just
a frustration thing. It's like, I don't want to see that.
It's like a sexual thing, not, like... Never mind. Yeah. I'm not even going to say this correctly, but you know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean. So it's not really necessarily a gender thing. It's more of just like a... Like
a sexual thing, but not like a sex, but like a when it comes to like intimate things.
Yeah. With that being said, the process in itself is, you know, I definitely saw how she was going through it, my ex-roommate, and it's definitely something that... you know, you need to talk to somebody about it. And it feels like with Caitlyn, I think the first, her season, her show tanked. And it seemed like the friends that she had around her weren't really, like, her friends, per se. So it seems like she doesn't really have, like, a solid base of people that she can trust and talk about anything about. So it just feels like, you know, she's kind of reaching for straws and she's kind of, you know, alienated a lot of people because she didn't tell them and all this other stuff. So, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see when she... eventually, because she seems like such a good person, that she's finally going to adjust, and then everything's going to be almost like you're going to see she's going to be comfortable with everything.
Yeah,
because I think that she was, when she was with like when she did the show, and I think her becoming a woman, she almost had to not get new friends per se, but you see the people she was hanging out with, they were all transgender, which is fine, but I think she was trying to fit in and make new friends, and it just maybe didn't click.
I know some of them, I think, did click with her. I think that the biggest thing was is she was trying, because she was new to it, and she said she didn't know anyone or met anyone transgender before becoming like a woman. So I think that she was just like, I need to hang out with people who are like this so I can learn more about myself, which I respect, because I'm like, okay, you had to throw yourself into that world, and you wanted people there who knew what you were going through, because obviously a lot of the other people in her family didn't know what she was going through because this was all new to them.
Right.
How about when Chris said, I can't believe, or I always wondered why you peed sitting down.
That was interesting.
Wait, I have something.
When she covers her mouth and says, I have something, it makes me worried. Go ahead.
No. It's just this guy that I used to talk to like a long time ago did that. And so when I would say stuff to him, I was like, what is that? And he like was fine. He was like, I don't know. It's just like comfortable. Like,
All the time.
Oh.
And so I was like, when I heard this, it hit, like I literally was like, oh my God. Like it just was weird to me because it brought me back to that. I remember like all the time. Well, he's like not in a public public place, but all the time.
Yeah, but well, this
I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying that anyone who does that.
I'm
like,
not
yeah.
saying that he's. That's not what I'm saying.
Because
they're
gonna be doing both acts in one, so that's why they're probably
Oh my
God! I think I'm really good at getting the PC version, like you know, getting the point across.
That's right.
Getting
better. He was. I mean, just normal.
Wait, how do you know though?
Because I don't know. Like if I was. I saw it, like I was like going to brush my teeth or something. Like we're very open. Yeah, just go sit down.
It could have been done the first one. And finished
I'm telling you, this was all the time. And if you trust me, I know. It's not like I watched it.
Oh my gosh, you guys, this has been the most interesting Keeping Up with the Kardashians recap we've done. And I feel like we're gonna get some heat in the comments just from some of the stuff we're saying.
Well, I mean, what? Like,
but
I'm not saying that he's.
No, I know.
Transgender. I'm just saying, it was just hearing that.
You're like, oh.
It brings you back. I was like, whoa.
That should be a
poll. This guy I used to talk to did that.
That should be a poll.
A poll. Anyway.
The last thing I was going to say about Kate was that, who do you guys believe? Because supposedly the book, Chris is saying the whole thing's made up. And Kate is saying the whole thing is true.
And
who
she
do you
said
believe?
That, like, even before Chris ever made love to me, she knew. And
yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't
Way.
I would think Chris would be more open, like, yeah, I knew, but I don't think that she knew.
Why would you, for 23 years, like, why would you do that? She could get other people. It doesn't make any sense.
I think it might have been a little bit of both. I think definitely she didn't know before the first time, because it seems like at that point in time, you know, Kim hadn't done her sex. Like, there was nothing. Chris seems like a very passionate person, so she truly loved Bruce. So I don't think that was the case. But I think maybe as the years progress, she might have had a feeling or kind of like an inkling.
Yeah.
But not to the point where, you know, she thought anything like that. It could have been, she might have felt like he was cheating, which he didn't really seem like the type. Like, she could have felt like there's something there, but
exactly.
Or
we
like,
never really guessed.
Interesting, like, I see that you just painted your toenails type of thing. Or,
yeah.
Or, like, I know, I think I thought somewhere, like, she did see him one time kind of dressed up a little bit, and she was like, what are you doing? Like, get out of my clothes, and kind of giggled type of a thing. Like, she kind of, that's what Kate says anyway.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
So
I think that, for sure, I don't think she knew.
To the extent.
Why would you get married is so, like, I just don't think she knew, but then, like you said, along the way, little things, like, when Kendall and Kylie, or no, that was Kim that said that they saw Bruce dressed up, and I think that there were little hints here and there, but I don't think she knew, I don't think Chris knew that Caitlyn was going to be, like, actual, like, wanted to transition.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, the cross-dressing thing, which is, I think maybe she thought, I think she was probably in denial toward the end of the year. She was probably kind of in denial and like, no, that won't happen.
And you have to remember, Chris was and still is hot back then. So she was hot, she was in the right circle. So the fact of her like finding somebody else was definitely possible. So it's not like, oh, well, you know, he always was like this, so, but I have no other options.
Right.
Like, she had plenty of options, and she put it out there. So, I mean, I don't believe that.
I think Kate just thought, because there are times where Kate just says things, and then she feels like, you know, like even on the Ellen show, she said something, and then got backlash, and she's like, well, I didn't really get across what I was trying to say. And I feel like that happens a lot with her, and she might have thought that she told Chris kind of like a little hint about it and like thought that she had already explained herself and then never bring it up again.
I think being malicious, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I just feel like maybe she just didn't realize that she really didn't fully explain it to Chris and felt like Chris was supposed to connect the dots and knew whenever Chris really maybe didn't know.
Right.
But
so what do you think? Half and half?
I think half and half.
I don't know. I feel like maybe like 80-20. Like I feel like Chris really didn't know much, but maybe like knew a little bit, and then Caitlin thinks that she knew everything. You know what I mean? Right. I don't know.
Did you said you read the book or no? You ordered
No, actually it. Apparently it doesn't come out until like this next week, or maybe it was came out already.
Jeez, Dakota, you're supposed to
I know. But you know what? Let's go ahead and get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so the first photo we have here is there's been some backlash because with the new Kimoji drop, Kim released candles that you could buy with her face over Mother Mary. Are you getting this?
I can see this in your room. I really can.
Rachel has an off-brand of this in her room, not the actual Kim one, but like Rachel has one that has Kim's face on it
as a joke.
Yeah. Well, as a joke.
Well, yeah. Okay. There's one with Oprah.
Was this a joke?
No, Kim actually
you
sells
can actually
these.
Buy that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why?
I think Kim is just trying to be funny. I think Kim has seen other people sell them, and she's just trying to be funny.
Someone actually purchased that and is like, this is great, like, work of art. I'm going to, and not as a joke, like, actually, like, idolize that.
No, I don't know if they idolize it.
I think it's more funny.
Yeah. Okay, because that's really creepy.
There's a guy at work who has an Oprah one, exactly like that, but Oprah's face.
That's funny.
Okay, as long as it's in that term.
I think it's more of a joke, but it is blasphemous. I mean,
it is very,
you know, and a lot of, apparently she's getting a lot of backlash from Christian community and Catholics and everything.
Look what it's doing.
I know.
Her publicity.
But I mean, I am a Christian, and like seeing something like this, I'm like, all right, Kim, like, let's not take it that far. Like, you know, because, you know, Kanye thinks he's a god and everything, and like, Kim's kind of maybe alluding to that, like, oh, well, if he's a god, I'm Mary, or, you know what
I mean? I'm Christian, too, but, I mean, it's, not to give her an excuse, but in North America, our form of Christianity is totally different in other places. So, if she was, like, maybe in Armenia, this would be an issue. But,
I mean,
I think
I'm not offended by it. I think it's really, really funny, but I see why people would be offended by it.
But, like, no, I don't. I think
like, no.
I just think people are so touchy. Like,
relax.
Like,
it's for
people make such a big deal about it. Like, would I buy it? No, but like, why is someone offended?
Will you buy it for Dakota's birthday?
Yes, I will.
You know what?
But wait, so okay, you guys are Christian.
Yeah.
Why would someone be offended by that?
Well, I think it's Mary.
It's Mary.
Yeah. But like,
and she's saying that
mother.
She's saying,
I don't know. I guess I'm not religious, so I don't know. Yeah.
Like, she is at that level type of thing. And it's like, it's kind of like these sacred things that we hold dear to us.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
she kind of like made light of her, trying to be funny. I'm not offended, but I do think it is a little bit like.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to anyone that's Christians offended by it. I feel bad. I'm not
essentially,
trying to,
like, it's like more Catholicism, and what people do is they'll pray, they'll light the candle, and they'll pray to Mother Mary or
Saint
Peter
or
something. And that's the whole issue.
It's probably okay as long as it's a joke. But if she's being serious, like Kanye is serious.
I do think it's blasphemous, but at the same time, if I were Catholic and I actually did do the candle thing and pray to Mother Mary, I would be more offended.
Yeah, but the likelihood of you, well, I shouldn't say that. Anyways, let's go on.
Anyway, next we have...
I'm sorry to anybody that... now I feel bad. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry. Next we have Caitlin. She did do the 2020 on Friday with Diane Sawyer. I did watch it today. I thought it was very insightful. She talks about how she did vote for Trump, but and that Trump basically said, hey, like, let's go out and do, like, let's golf together.
Right.
And was trying to be like, let's you know, work on this together. And Kate was supposed to kind of be the Republican
transgender voice. Yeah.
And it didn't really work out. And then obviously Trump, like, did some stuff to where he, like, took all the LGBTQ stuff off.
Oh, that was
the
first
website.
Thing. The LGBT, the moment Trump came into office, like, so funny, like, the day of the election, the moment that Obama left and Trump came into the office, the LGBTQ thing left. And also the global warming, environmental stuff. And I believe that it was African Americans, but I'm not too sure about that. But the first two.
But have you looked it up? Have you seen it since?
No.
Because everything's back.
Is it back?
Oh, is it back?
It's that's what people don't get. Like, you have to, stuff gets taken down. Like, I don't know if you, a lot of other administrations, like, everyone made this whole big thing. Like, oh my God, he's not for this because he took it down. It's back. It was literally down, like,
but
not that long. It's back. Just take a look.
I just wonder why he would take it down for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the same terminology.
I just don't think
that
he sat there and was like,
I mean,
probably, obviously someone in the committee. Yeah, I don't think he was just like,
could he do that?
That's, remove. That's one thing. Yeah,
the
I don't know.
Technical things. But I'm checking.
But okay, so she did the 2020, and she also said that no one really calls that much. she's not in a communication with her family that much.
She doesn't seem like it.
Even on tonight's episode, I was watching Chloe's tweets, and she said that she doesn't – like, the whole Kate thing is still kind of a thing. And it's funny because I was reading through Chloe's tweets, and just like an hour ago, I saw one of our fellow hosts and transgender is Char, and at Char Says So tweeted Chloe and said, Caitlyn definitely led Chris on with the idea of potential friendship, only to then drop the book on her. And Chloe tweeted Char and put like dead, like the emojis, like the skeleton emojis. And so like it's still like Chloe still has those feelings towards Kate, like tension. But that was from one of our fellow AfterBuzzers.
They used to be so close.
Yeah.
That's what that makes me sad.
It's sad.
It makes me really sad. Yeah, because they were really, really close.
I know. And the next thing we have is Kylie went to the Sugar Factory opening in Vegas. This one is a really cute photo of her next to a carousel.
She looks her age.
She's gorgeous.
I hope she sticks with this.
This is on Instagram, right?
No, I think this one was just one of their promo shots. And the next one we have was her the same day. She's so gorgeous. And her hair, everything about her.
She looks really good.
She looks her age. Good. Like, I mean, I wish she would do this look more often and then do the I'm 36 look once in a while. Like,
I think she looks amazing. And I really wish I could have gone to this event. It looked very fun. Dakota, and she always does a great job at these Sugar
Factory
openings.
Wants to bang Kylie.
Oh, quit it. Quit it. Those are some heavy allegations.
Tea right here.
Yeah, right.
Maybe she can, never mind.
Let's not go there. Anyway.
You're not going to walk this out.
The next photo we have is Kim. She steps out.
In her lingerie.
And this is after her flu diet. Apparently she was like
She lost 6 pounds.
Her flu diet.
So there's a big thing. She got, so you know how you get sick and you don't eat and you lose weight? So she was joking about it and everybody went after her. Because now saying,
unhealthy.
Yes, unhealthy. But like you're sick and you lose some weight and then after you get better you're like, oh, I look good. Like
everyone
and you
does
joke
that.
About it.
Yeah.
So people went after her about it and that's the whole thing.
Saying that she was supporting unrealistic body standards and how
it
was unhealthy.
Oh my God, I can't. I literally can't with people or society today.
I know.
Like I can't.
Everyone but
her
I think
hair
she looks
amazing.
Oh yeah.
She looks incredible.
Her hair, that's
her hair, her waist. Ooh. Oh.
And I mean,
so
can
good.
You look this good after like being sick, guys? Like, let's be honest here, guys.
I mean, I think we all had a glam team and
that's true. That's true.
A waist trainer and et cetera, et cetera.
The next one we have is Kim Kardashian West does a collaboration with Kylie Cosmetics.
I wanted to talk about that.
And they have the colors titled Kimmy, Kiki, Kim, and Kimberly. They're all like more like like nude colors. I think it's cool, and I think it comes in like this pack. I think I love the packaging. I think it's cool that they did like the matte pink outside instead of like the black drips coming down. Mm. I think that it looks like a cool collaboration. And then the next photo is also for the promo. It's the promo shot.
This is the one. Okay, yeah.
I think that
this
they
is
look
talk
incredible.
About. Mm-hmm. So I posted this or I saw a meme, and it said when guys say they like girls with no makeup, this is what they think of. And all of the girls, this is on Facebook, all the girls are like, yes, exactly. And then the guys were like, no, not at all. And I'm like, I've gone out with like, because that's a full face of a lot. And I've gone out like that before and the guy's like, you look good in the makeup. I was like, I have a full face of makeup on.
Yeah,
what? Like, to them, this is very natural.
It's like if you have a nude lip, it's like you're not wearing makeup.
Yeah. If you don't have a smoky eye.
Yeah. Well, okay, like, let's say you didn't have as much mascara on right now. And let's say that you didn't, you had, like, a nude lip.
Oh, I'm pretending about my lip.
Oh, I'm like, what?
I'm taking away the lip.
I know. Let's say you had a nude lip and maybe, like, you didn't have as much mascara on. People would probably think that you didn't have makeup on. Because you have like
brows.
A naturally clear complexion. The makeup that you've chosen for your face matches your skin. You know, a lot of people have darker here and like the rest of their, you match.
Yeah.
So like people would
better.
I do makeup, so you know, I got a makeup artist.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like you're right. I feel like most people would think this is like a no makeup look.
They really do though. And it's, I'm not saying, like this thing, it's not like because I do makeup, like how could anyone be so stupid and not know, but like. How can anybody look and not think they're wearing makeup?
Oh, it's so
makeup?
True. Like,
but
when I don't wear eyeshadow, but I wear liner, they're like, oh, you're not wearing... I'm like, yeah,
yes.
I am. It's all here.
I literally got that. I posted a picture one time, and I had, like, a full face. Oh, my God. You look the best without makeup. I go, I'm wearing makeup. Like,
yeah.
Really want to see?
So you should say, just thanks. For sure.
Thanks. I love you. But then if you do that, people are like, oh, she's fake. She's really wearing makeup. And so you just got to be honest.
Please anybody.
But I think that obviously those were all assumptions that people made on this photo after the fact. Obviously, there was nothing wrong with this photo. It's gorgeous.
It's
They're
so
amazing.
Pretty.
Oh, yeah.
This is honestly one of my favorite photos. It's just so, it's like looking into a mirror and like seeing like an older version of yourself. Mm-hmm. I think it's beautiful.
Are you surprised? This is really getting technical, but like, I guess how Kim is like the main focus. Is it, like, you know what I mean? Is it because it's the Kim and her line and Kylie's in the front? Do you know what I'm saying? Because you see more of Kim's face.
I mean, you see her other eye. I don't know. I like the side profile of Kylie more, to be honest.
Thanks I like
for
them both.
Zooming that in for us.
I was just, I know I'm really being picky. I'm just curious because you see more.
And
of,
but it depends probably because maybe Kim doesn't like her side profile and she looks better in this angle and Kylie looks better with her side profile because she's a little bit younger. But it obviously looks touched up a lot. So
with the hair, the hair is so silky. And like, that's not just edited. Like I'm sure it might be a little bit, but I saw like the little video that they did beforehand and like them kind of laughing and like getting ready for this shot and they were like moving around. They looked incredible. Their hair was super silky.
But if you do photo shoots, like since I do photo shoots and I look at like the makeup, like their glam squad is amazing. Mm-hmm. So they looked amazing. You know, they probably, everything looked amazing. But once you take the picture, you don't realize, oh, those little hairs. Oh, you don't.
Oh, they touch it up.
They touch that up. Or you look at the before and after and they brighten it. They smooth out. Even if they have no, even if they have no pimples. They smooth out
everything.
They sharpen the eyes. They sharpen the makeup.
It's almost pointless to even do. Like, forget putting the makeup
on.
Or even just clothing. Just stand there and then they just put on everything.
They have an app now. Like, you can literally just do the makeup.
Are you talking about like Facetune? Facetune's really cool because you can kind of like
make I enhance, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't edit my stuff, but if I like have my makeup or if it looks, a lot of times the picture it doesn't come out as clear. Like, I sharpen it. If you sharpen
You can sharpen
I
don't even have the patience to do
anything. I think it's cool. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I know that sometimes like you look in and you're like, oh, I look great, and you take the photo and it like flips it and it like, you know, the lighting is different. I don't know. It's like you feel like so confident when you're about to take the photo and then afterwards you're like, wait a minute,
what happened? But they are, everyone thinks they're trying to like, everyone thinks that she's trying to dethrone Kim.
No.
But it is funny because they, like, their looks, the hair, everything's very similar. I don't think.
And I love how they were making light of that. I think it's incredible. They put up with so much hate and so much speculation, and it's like, let us live. We're living our lives. We're super successful.
However,
like,
they're in the limelight, so it's kind of a 50-50. Like, okay, well, you chose to be in this position. If you didn't want to be in the limelight, then,
That's true.
It's just like celebrities going to certain restaurants in Hollywood that they know paparazzi is going to be at, and then you want to get upset. It's like there's, like, 1,800 restaurants in Los Angeles, and there's, like, 8 of them where, like, you know, TMZ and the likes of everybody else is going to be at, and you choose to go to that restaurant.
Well, and also they have their own, the celebrities have their own, like, oh, I'm going to be here because they want their pictures.
Right.
They want, like, they're told, oh, the Kardashians are going to be going to Crave Cafe at 5 o'clock.
I love Crave Cafe.
Oh, me too.
Be there. I've never been there. I just thought about it randomly.
The boba tea and the pizza.
The mermaid lemonade.
Never been.
Anyway, I do know what you mean with the whole paparazzi thing, but I feel like they're people that stay outside of their house and follow them where they're going to go anyway. So you
Dakota,
might as well get the
AKA
photo.
You.
No, yeah. I don't.
Dakota's in denial. Like, but Dakota wants to live in their garage.
Oh my gosh.
I think you'd be a good addition.
I would be. Yeah. Thank you. I'm just
Keeping
kidding.
Up with Dakota T. Jones.
Keeping up with Dakota T. Jones, my new show.
I forgot what reality show was. There was a reality show where they had, like, it was just like a friend who just eventually just moved it. Like, he was part of the family. Like, I could so see you.
That would be incredible. Kylie, pick me. But I love them so much. You guys know this. But again, where can everyone find you on social media?
You can find me at TK Trinetta on everything.
That is easy. You can find me everywhere at Let's Face It with Justine. I do makeup. I'm most active on Instagram, but then, you know, I'm trying to get into Twitter more. So Let's Face It 33. That's where you can all chat.
All right. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. My new talk show on Popcorn Talk titled Millennial Hollywood with Dakota T. Jones. You can do that or you can watch that on Fridays. I think this next week we're doing 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So make sure you tune in. We love you guys so much. Follow AfterBuzz everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. And we will keep up with you later. Bye.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.